AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. There's a new ruling involving Kilmar Obrego-Garcia. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
A human smuggling case against Kilmar Obrego-Garcia in Tennessee has been dismissed. Obrego-Garcia was mistakenly deported to El Salvador last year. It became an embarrassment for the Trump administration when the order was given to return Obrego-Garcia to the U.S. He claimed the administration was vindictive, and the federal judge agreed. Obrego-Garcia is a Salvadoran citizen with an American wife and child who has lived in Maryland for years. But he immigrated to the U.S. illegally as a teenager. I'm Ed Donahue.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports that the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors has a new chairman.
President Trump was on hand as Kevin Warsh was sworn in after months of bashing predecessor Jerome Powell for not lowering interest rates. He said Warsh will prioritize a strong economy.
Thankfully, unlike some of his predecessors, Kevin understands that when the economy is booming, that's a good thing.
In an unusual move, the swearing-in was at the White House, which raises more questions about Fed independence as the president has tried to sway the central bank. Still,
I want him to be independent and just do a great job. Don't look at me, don't look at anybody, just do your own thing and do a great job.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Tulsi Gabbard resigned as President Donald Trump's Director of National Intelligence. After being sworn into office last year, Gabbard said she would refocus the intelligence community in line with President Trump's vision.
Unfortunately, the American people have very little trust in the intelligence community, largely because they've seen the weaponization and politicization of an entity that is supposed to be purely focused on ensuring our national security.
This is AP News. Evacuation orders in California have expanded as responders try to get a handle on a potentially dangerous chemical leak.
About 40,000 people were placed under evacuation orders in Southern California due to a leak of hazardous chemicals that started Thursday afternoon at the GKN Aerospace facility in Garden Grove. Officials say a valve on a tank holding thousands of gallons of methyl methacrylate, a highly toxic and flammable chemical used in making plastic parts, overheated and began venting. Responders were unable to stop the leak overnight. Garden Grove Fire Chief Craig Covey says it's a crisis situation.
One, the tank fails and spills a total of about 6,000 to 7,000 gallons of very bad chemicals into the parking lot in that area. Or two, the tank goes into a thermal runaway and blows up.
I'm Jennifer King.
SpaceX launched its biggest, most powerful Starship yet on a test flight. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.